You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Chris Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you are listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to All Action Sports Radio. We have another great show for you this week. I'm Wes, I'm your host, and we have a jam-packed show for you, as always, here at All Action Sports Radio. Let's see, our man Jason Weingand, RacerX Online Editor, he's going to be here talking about Dallas, talking about San Diego, and let's get in the word on Chad Reed. How's he doing? You know, got a little broke last week, and we're going to check on Chad Reed, see how he's doing. We have skateboard world champion, 2013 Street League champion, Chris Cole. He's in the house today here at All Action Sports Radio. I cannot wait to talk to Chris Cole. Geico Honda Motocross 250 racer Zach Osborne is in the house here at All Action Sports Radio. And we'll be rounding things out with SBC magazine editor Jeff Schmuck breaking down the Sochi Free Skiers Olympic style here at All Action Sports Radio. Hey, before we go any further, big, big, huge congratulations to Caitlin Farrington for winning the gold medal this week in Sochi. She was on All Action Sports Radio right before she left, I think a couple of days. And you can say that. I mean, you can't say it. You can hear more of that show on www.allactionsportsradio.com. That's where we have our podcast, as well as Kelly Clark, who took home bronze. Want to give her a big shout-out and a congratulations. She stopped by All Action Sports Radio on her way to Sochi. You can check out that conversation on our podcast as well at allactionsportsradio.com. Sage Kotzenberg, you know, big shout-out to Sage. We want to catch up with him real soon, as well as Sean White, on their return from Sochi. And in that vein, let me talk about my man Sean White. Now that the dust has settled, you know, this past week at the LA Times, they had a big picture on the front cover of the sports section, and it said an off-white, you know, a really bad pun. And it had a big, big, huge picture of Sean White bonking on the top of the half pipe. And first off, I want to say how cool and gracious Sean White was in defeat. I loved how the reporter kept pestering him, and he wanted to scream. Couldn't you tell that Sean White just wanted to scream? Yet he held it together, and when she kept pushing, this was Sean White's, you know, Seattle Seahawks. There you go, Richard Sherman moment. This was his moment. This was Sean White's moment to go off. And you know what he did? When she kept pushing him, he said, "Next," and walked away. Very cool, very classy, much respect for Sean White. And I will say this, we got a lot of emails, a lot of tweets during his run, and it was a tweet fest around here in regards to Sean White. I think Sean White also fell victim to "next." What I mean by this is athletes, teams sometimes get caught up in leaping over whom they feel are inferior opponents, or they feel like this event is not beneath them, but they have it and they take it too lightly. They don't stay sharp. You slay the ones you're supposed to beat. In my opinion, be it ever so humble, Sean would have been better off competing at the X Games, doing slopestyle in Sochi, and setting himself up for the halfpipe. Remember Caitlin Farrington? She was cool as a cucumber. She was like, "Hey, man, I'm on the slopes. I'm hanging with my friends." And we're like, "What are you doing? You got to go to Sochi. Are you afraid of getting hurt?" And she goes, "No. You know, this is what I do. I'm out here having fun." She did the X Games, had a great time there, and she just kept going. I think Sean White put too much pressure on him, his people too much pressure on him. He put everything on that half pipe. And let me tell you, I watched that run. He was fantastic. He came up just a little bit short. There are very few, if anyone else in the world, could have pulled off what he did in that second run. And he just came up a little bit short. Sean White, you got next. You were awesome. Don't let anybody take that away from you, brother. But next time there's a competition, don't pass on it, baby. Slay everybody. Slay them all. All right. Up next, we have our man, Jason Weingand, RacerX Online Editor, in the house. Hey, here at All Action Sports Radio, our song of the week is Bad Sons, Cardiac Arrest. You know, last week we had No, Leave the Door Wide Open, I believe that was. The lead singer emailed and thanked us. And they retweeted that we had it as the song of the week last week. So our song of the week is Bad Sons, Cardiac Arrest. All right, now we're skipping to one of my favorite parts of the show here at All Action Sports Radio. We're with Jason Weingand from RacerX Online, talking moto, and supercross. Jason, welcome to All Action Sports Radio again this week.
Pumped up as always, Wes.
As always, my man, always. Hey, let's talk Chad Reed first. You guys had a great segment on Racer X Online, an update on him. And I guess the thing that's most surprising to everybody is three broken bones, one scapula, a collarbone, and a T1. How is he planning on racing on this week?
Well, it's a sad truth that most of these guys, especially Chad Reed, has been around for a while. They have a lot of experience, unfortunately, racing with pain. And not all fractures and breaks are created equal. Obviously, when you're talking a T1, a vertebrae, it can be catastrophically terrible. But there are times when guys have back pain for years and they finally get enough x-rays and they're like, do you know you've actually had a broken vertebrae for 5 years? Those stories have happened. So not all fractures and breaks are created equal. If there was absolutely no way he could ride, he would say there's absolutely no way he could ride. He knows how he feels. He's been through it. 5 years ago, he broke his shoulder blade, the scapula, in practice and raced that night. So
my God,
he knows what he can deal with. He can at least try. I don't know if he's going to be able to race, but he knows enough that he could at least give it a shot.
Why isn't anyone sponsored by Advil or Tylenol?
Yeah, it's a very dangerous thing because it depends. You can, you know, they obviously can get cortisone shots and things like that. But I think sometimes when you get injuries in the shoulder area, that's too close to your heart and lungs, and you can't even deal with that. You can't get that shot. So, yeah, I think Advil, a lot of it's probably going to be all he can do right now.
I mean, I guess he's hanging on for points. He doesn't expect to win. Well, maybe that's crazy on my part. Chad does expect to win. But, you know, he just wants to be in the, keep his points up, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goal right now would be to get 10th or 15th, just more than zero, more than not showing up.
Yeah, there you
go. And, again, he knows his body. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he, you know, gets up Saturday morning and says, I can't do it. But the point is, unless you show up, you don't even have a chance. Imagine if he flew home to Florida and by Friday night was feeling pretty good and said, oh, man, I could have tried this. So I think they're going to set up for worst or best case scenarios, what they're setting up for.
Yeah, he'd be hating it. Plus, he owns a company, so he's got a lot on the line.
It's a factor.
Yeah, let's talk about James Stewart winning his first Monster Energy AMA Supercross. I think it was due, if that's the word is. But for me, it's like Chad Reed, you know, faced up Villopoto. Now Stewart faced up Villopoto. This is turning out to be one heck of a season, right?
I think there's two different ways to look at it. For sure, Villopoto has won three titles in a row. That kind of makes things boring and predictable, right? So if you want to find a little optimism here, you can definitely take that. They both passed him and beat him straight up. There's no doubt about it. But I think a little deeper underneath the surface, Villopoto is saying, look, last year I had to win a ton of races. I was way behind Davey Millsaps. I had to catch up. I won because I had to. But if I don't have to, if I can take second or third and cut back on the risk a little bit and still lead the points, I'm good. So I think there's a little bit of that in the champ right now. Probably not what people want to hear. But
no, don't want to hear that.
Yeah. No, you don't. No, you want to hear that he's got nothing for them and this is going to be a war to the end, but I think he's smart about it, unfortunately.
So when he's going head-to-head with Stewart and he's thinking, hey, man, this guy can take me out, I'm going to pull back a little bit and just stay in the hunt, you think that's his mindset?
I don't think it's quite pullback. I think it's, I'm going to go 100%. But if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Whereas last year, I think if he was in second like that and he was going 100%, he's going to go over the limit. He's going to throw all caution to the wind because he had nothing to lose. He was down by 20-some points. I think here it's, if I'm fast enough to win, I win. But if not, I'm not going to go over the edge. Last year, I think he probably was forced to go over the edge, and then you're rolling the dice. He's going to try not to do that this time.
Hey, do you think James Stewart is going to try and, I mean, there's a little extra incentive to be the all-time Supercross wins leader, you know, beat Jeremy McGrath? Is that
He said that was his goal all along, but he said something very telling this weekend. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, that was realistic, but James has averaged about maybe two wins or something like that a year for the last couple of years. So it's not looking good now. And he actually said, maybe I looked ahead too far. You need to think about becoming second on the all-time list before first. And he's still I think three wins behind Ricky Carmichael for second. So he's kind of reset himself. You got to win 10 races a year for a couple of years to have a realistic shot at that. And he's not exactly averaging 10 anymore, but you never know with him.
He looks good. He looks good. Hey, Jason, in our last 30 seconds, how do you see Dallas coming up?
Well, it's considered east, but the dirt's going to be very similar to out west. So I think what we've seen so far is we're going to see again. I don't know about Reed, but Villopoto, Rox, and Stewart, the guys who have been strong, are going to be right up there again. No big changes.
Who do you got going first?
Yeah, let's go with Stewart again. Like I said, he's playing the house money right now. He's got nothing to lose. The other guys are trying to manage things. Let's get a little win streak going. That'll be exciting.
You know what? I'm not going to take that bet. I think Ken Roczen has a resurgence coming in, and, yep. and I think he's good. Dallas is his place.
Smart money. He's been solid all year.
Smart money. Hey, Jason, thank you so much. And if you want more on RacerX Online, you can check out Jason at RacerXOnline.com.
Thanks, Wes.
All right. Talk to you next week. All right, all right. Welcome back to All Action Sports Radio. That was my Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. you like that? Getting a little sharp for the Oscars. Hey, you know, before I get a lot of crazy emails and tweets, you know what I said earlier about Shaun White? All I'm saying is sometimes you have to stay sharp. You have to crush no matter what the challenges are. Elite athletes face this time and time again. Do you leave your starters in? Do you rest your best players? Do you skip a meaningless competition? Tiger Woods was always criticized for only focusing on majors. Now he's everywhere, trying to get the winning feeling back. Shaun was right. Next, 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 and the next. All right, we have a bang-up show, as I told you at the beginning of the show, and we're going to keep it going. You know what? This guy's resume is absolutely amazing. It's friggin' bananas. Let me just go through it for you, our listening audience. Trans World Skateboarding Reader's Choice Award. 2007, first place gold in X Games Street. 2010, winner of Maloof Money Cup in Costa Mesa, California. And 2010, winner of Maloof Money Cup in Queens, New York. 2013, first place gold Street League X Games Munich. 2009, Thrasher Skater of the Year. Hey, two times, 2005 and 2009. 2013, Super Crown World Champion Street League. Skateboarder, family man, motto is live rad, don't be lame. The one and only Chris Cole is here on All Action Sports Radio. Chris, my name's Wes. I'm your host today. Welcome to All Action Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Wes.
Hey, Chris, first off, your resume rocks.
You know what? I'm stoked on it, too.
Dude, you can just read that thing over and over. If you want to be inspired as a skateboarder, Go read your bio. Read your resume. That's a resume. That was almost like the time, you know, there was an article years ago back in the 90s. They listed all of Tony Hawk's tricks that he invented, and I think it was like 56 or something crazy like that. And I was so jammed up. I went out with my guys, and we were trying to invent tricks all day. You get inspired by things like that. I mean, you're amazing, man. You're absolutely amazing. How does it feel to be king? Let us know how it feels to be king.
Dude, you know what? Like, I don't even think about it like that. I think about it more of, like, each day I'm out on a board, I try to make it exciting. I try to make it something to remember. And that's just kind of the way to live life in general. Like, you know, there are some throwaway days, but mostly you try to take away one memory from each day, like a good memory. Make something happen, and you know what, like, eventually you can't even remember all these good things. You know, like, somebody will be like, hey, remember that time that super awesome and crazy thing happened? And you'll be like, wait, where? Oh, yeah, I met Dr. J. Yeah, I remember that. We were in Abu Dhabi for 24 hours, and, like, we hung out with Dr. J for a little bit.
Dude, you were the Zima.
But you'll, like, forget things like that, and that's, like, kind of a good thing.
You are the skateboard Zen master. Not only are you the best skater on the planet, but you are the Zen master for skateboarding. All right, Chris, for our fans out there, our 1.1 million fans, where did Cobra come from? Chris Cobra Cole?
You know what? Like, here's the story. So we were about to have our first son, my wife and I, and
Wyatt,
we were
congratulations.
Gonna, yeah, Wyatt, thank you. And I wanted we wanted his name to be Wyatt Cobra Cole. And then at the last minute, right before like we were actually going to have him, we basically got cold feet because the, you know, in-law parents were like,
Cobra.
Oh, my God, like, what are the teachers going to say, like, about his name, yada, yada. So we were like, okay, like, all right, fine, we'll name him Wyatt Christopher Cole because my name's actually James Christopher Cole. And so we named him Christopher Cole. And so now I was like, man, so heartbroken about that. So I started calling. I started all my social media as Christopher Cobra Cole. And everybody that like knows Wyatt thinks his name is Wyatt Cobra Cole. He thinks his name's Wyatt Cobra Cole. We just haven't legally changed it.
Good man.
So that's pretty much how we run it, is like Wyatt Cobra Cole, Chris Cobra Cole.
As long as he doesn't walk around in kindergarten with a leather jacket with a big cobra on the back, I think he'd be all right.
Yeah. He's like that. He's like that dude from the Beat It video.
Yeah.
With a white dragon.
You're so right. All right, Chris, you're an East Coast guy, and you're from Levittown, Pennsylvania. Are you there? You said you're in Philadelphia, right? Right now?
Yeah. I'm in Northeast Philly right now.
All right. Are you back home visiting your friends and family?
Yeah, totally. We stay with my mother-in-law in the Northeast, and like full like row home, like Northeast. It's pretty sick, it's awesome. Like being around family. Like we love it back here. We love being with our families. And my brother actually just had a baby, and they're getting discharged from the hospital today.
Man, you live by that mode, family man. That you live in it. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
How do people react around you back home? Do they know how great you are?
Depends on who we're talking about. Yeah, I mean, like it's definitely it's known. It's known what I do and stuff. But most of the people that like I keep around in my life and that are family and friends, they know me from me. They don't know me as like pro dude. They know me as dad. Like, they know me as James Cole more than Chris Cole, the skater.
But kids from the neighborhood aren't knocking on the door at weird hours going, hey, man, you know,
dude,
can I get a
you
shoe?
Know what? That, like, I don't care if I see people out in, like, out in the wild, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm at Target and you see me and you want to come up and say what's up, like, I don't mind at all. If I'm in a food court, like, you know, Eminem was like, dude, if I'm feeding my daughter, like, buzz off. But, like, I don't even care about that, like, you know what, you can bother me whenever, but coming to my actual house where I raise my kids, that's you might get your ass shot.
Hey, you know what, Chris, I'm not going to blow smoke here, but I'm going to tell you the truth, how I feel. You know, I believe that there should be a high school named after you in that town. There should be a statue after you. Somebody needs to call the mayor, show him your resume, let him know who's in the house, all right? Because
dude,
that
you
is
know
ridiculous.
What? That'd be incredible. You know what, I did search Langhorne on Wikipedia, and I was listed as one of the people, like one of the famous people to come out of Langhorne.
You are. I think you're probably the famous, aren't you?
Dude, you know what? It's Tom Asta, a professional skateboarder, and my friend is from my actual hometown, like literally my hometown.
Dude,
so it's you know what? That's pretty sick.
That is sick, man. I mean, hey, look, I want to jump into. That trip you just had to Asia. But before I get to that, we have, you know, we put it out there on Twitter and Facebook to, if they want to ask you some questions. So we have some questions that some fans wanted to ask you. But before we get to that, how many hours do you spend working on your craft a week?
Dude, you know what? Not as much as I want to, man. You know what? It's only like I spend a good amount of time like 1 or 2 days a week, I'll spend a lot of time. And then other than that, I just try to get on the board as much as I can with kids and like the obligations that you have every single day. Like, oh, I have a meeting this day. I have an interview at this time. And like, I have these little things that skateboarding all provided that mm-hmm. take me away from skateboarding. Mm-hmm. So like my days are segmented, because I'm a family man. So it's like, this time is drop off your kids. This time is like, an interview or a meeting, and then this time is feed lunch to your daughter. Like, this time is spend time with like so and so. Like it actually ends up being like, you know, you have to schedule in skateboarding.
It's a job.
Which is crazy. Because that's what I do for a living. So I, when people come up to me and they say that, like, you know, like, I'm a grown up now, like, I used to skate all the time, and they're so embarrassed that they no longer skate. I'm like, dude, believe me, I get it. Like, I get it. If I worked like a 9-to-5 and I had a wife and kid at home, imagine how hard it is for these dudes to go skate as a grown up. Like, you know what? Nothing to be embarrassed about. You're out there being a grown up, and that's pretty sick.
Yeah, but you're the one guy who can say when you're out skateboarding, I'm at work. All right, we'll be back with Chris Cole, 2013 Street League champion, here on All Action Sports Radio. You sit around there telling stories. All right, we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. We're a 2013 Street League champion, Chris Cobra Cole. Chris, you there, man?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Chris, so you just recently got back from Asia, and I watched the highlights from that trip, and it looked really, really awesome. And now you're going back for your own video in March?
Yeah, dude, you know what? It's awesome to skate out there. The people are so cool about you skating out there. They line next to the spot, like 100 people will be there watching you skate because they just think it's like, wow, look at what this dude's doing. Like, that is really hard. Instead of being like, oh, look at that delinquent sport that's vandalizing this spot, they think, man, that's probably really hard to do. And they just watch you skate, and then their natural resource is marble and granite.
Oh,
and that's like
paradise.
Perfect for us. Yeah. So I'm going. So I'm going to go back because I'm filming for a video part.
Nice. Hey, Chris. Yeah. Speaking of DC, let's talk about your clothing line. I think it's, you know, there was a time all people had were t-shirts and a shirt. I mean, t-shirts,
yep,
and a shoe. I mean, you got backpacks, you got shorts, collared t-shirts, belts, pants, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty impressive. Did you have a hand in designing all that?
Yeah, actually. I owned a clothing company a little bit ago, and I took all of my knowledge from that and just kind of applied it to, you know, what I want to do over with DC. And I really want to make cool clothes. I want to make something that's like, that's a little bit different, because you can go into a sea of t-shirts in like a shop, but like there are things like, I want to make the stuff that you want to wear,
oh,
you know,
nice.
Like, because, like, why make anything else? I want to make t-shirts that are, like, they look cool on camera, they look cool when you wear them, and you feel good when you wear them, because your outfit for the day can change your outlook on the day and how you skate. You skate better when you feel like you look cool. So I'm trying to get people to look cool.
Hey, you're doing a great job. Hey,
a quick
fan email question is from Michael Freeman from Jamestown, New York. I guess that's our Jamestown station, WLKW 95.3. And James, I'm sorry, we got to wrap it up in our last 30 seconds. He says you are the best skateboarder on the planet, and he is tall for his age, and he finds that sometimes it is difficult for him to do tricks and look stylish. Do you have any advice?
Yes, actually. Make sure that your clothes fit well, and I'm a bigger dude myself. So what I started to do was I started to ride a wider board and a bigger board, because it made me look more normal on a board. And you know what? If you just wear clothes that look good, you'll look fine. You know, like, we can't look like the Jeff Rallies, and we can't look like these super stylish dudes that aren't as tall, but you can look powerful and you can look strong as a tall dude, and you might as well do that. Go out there and be a manly skater.
All right, Chris, I'm up against it. Thank you so much for being a part of All Action Sports Radio. Hey, I want to talk to you some more, so we're going to call you and set you up for another time to come on All Action Sports Radio.
Oh, I can't wait.
Man, you are awesome. Chris Cole, 2013, and soon to be 2014 Street League champion. Thanks for being a part of our show. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. I want to give a big shout out to KQTH 104.1 FM in Tucson, Arizona. Thank you for being a part of our show each and every week here at All Action Sports Radio. I am happy now in this segment. We had talked to Racer X online editor Jason Wyngant earlier in our show. And now we're going back to Moto. We're reaching out, we're talking to Geico Honda's Zach Osborne, who had a stellar turn in the Monster Energy West regions this past couple of months, and he's on the line. Zach,
how's it going?
It's going great, my man. How you doing?
Yeah, doing good. I ended up breaking my collarbone at Anaheim 3, so I'm just healing up from that. Just started training again yesterday, and everything's going really good.
You just started training yesterday. Are you going to have a video out in the next couple of days? Let people know how you're doing.
Yeah, I'll have something on my Instagram just to give out an update, and you can also follow me on Facebook. I have a fan page there, and you can see updates and stuff there, too.
So from the time that you're back on your bike, when do you think you'll be able to get out and, you know, ride again, like on the circuit?
Yeah, our next race isn't until Houston in the middle of April, so I have a few weeks to get back on the bike and get back into shape and hopefully get back up on the podium again a few times before the end of the season.
Oh, we're looking forward to that. Hey, you know, what I want to talk to you about, you know, you've been pretty open about the GNCC series and how that helped you with your riding. Do you think that you proved your point this, you know, last couple of months with your podiums?
Yeah, I especially think that it was kind of all brought to light whenever I was doing good outdoors last season. I used the GNCC stuff a lot as preparation going into the outdoors, and it paid off for me. You know, I had good fitness and a lot of good finishes in the series last year, and I think people kind of appreciated it a lot more after those finishes.
You know, since the GNCC has been good for you, and do you wish more riders would show more respect for it?
Yeah, I do. I mean, those guys are all the guys that are in that series on a weekly basis are all really good riders. I mean, they're top notch athletes and top level motorcycle riders, and they don't get the credit that they deserve, in my opinion.
Do you plan on continuing in the GNCC series?
Yeah, it's something I enjoy. It's something I have a lot of passion for, and I like to do. And I hope to do some more this year. I'm not sure that I will be able to because my commitment with Geico is pretty big this year, and they have a lot riding on me. So that's my main goal, and the enduro and off-road stuff will be second, but it's definitely something I would like to do.
Do you think you will go back to the FIM Motocross World Championships?
Someday, maybe. It's good to be here, be home now. For a few years, I was away for 5 years, and, you know, that gets tough and it starts to wear on you. But if I get the chance and I'm older and a little bit more settled down, I would say I would go back for sure.
You know, you're back home. Married? How's that feel?
Yeah, it's awesome. Been married for about a year and a few months now, and everything's going great, and we're a great team and have a great relationship. She brings a lot of balance to my life, and, yeah, it's awesome.
That's good. That's good to hear, Zach. You know, I know you guys travel a lot, and you go through so many ups and downs, especially with injuries. I mean, you saw what happened to Chad Reed. I mean, I can't believe the guy's trying to make a comeback this weekend in Dallas.
Yeah, Chad's a beast. I mean, if he pulls it off, I'll be pretty impressed and pumped for him too. He's a great rider and true class act. One of the best guys in our sport, and you know, we need him in the races, but hopefully he can get better and keep his results up because he's been killing it.
Well, and speaking of killing it, you've been killing it. You've been battling Anderson and Seeley, you know, back and forth. Do you think with this injury it set you back some, or do you think when you get back in April you'll be right there with him?
I have plenty of time to be back to a good level and a lot of time to do some outdoor testing in this break, and I think we'll be good back on top level whenever I come back.
And that when do you, I'm sorry, when do you think that race is going to be?
It's April 5th in Houston.
That's your target date to, for racing. Is April 5th in Houston?
That's the next race of the West Coast Series.
All right, nice, Zach. I'm pumped for you, man. I know injuries kind of set you guys back, but it's like we talked to Davey Millsap, and you're just like the Energizer Bunnies. Just fall down, just get back, and just go.
You have to. I mean, it's part of the sport, but it's all about cutting down recovery time and minimizing your losses as far as fitness and everything goes while you're hurt. So it's still, you know, even though we're hurt, we still have to work hard and be prepared as soon as we're ready to ride again. You know, it needs to be as seamless as possible.
You know, well, Zach, I know you are a man of faith, so our prayers are with you going forward. And, you know, the best of luck when you get back in April.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No, we really appreciate you coming on All Action Sports Radio. And please give a shout-out to or thank you to Courtney Savage, your manager over at Wasserman Media Group.
Yeah, we'll do that. That's awesome. Thank you, Courtney, for setting this up.
No worries, Zach. Geico Honda rider Zach Osborne on All Action Sports Radio. Thank you. We'll catch up with you real soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're listening to All Action Sports Radio. We'll be back with SBC Magazine editor Jeff Schmuck here on All Action Sports Radio.
On the Range Rover, meet me in the ride. Let's go. Windows all jet black, you ain't gotta hide. Donnie, Razor Ramon, Bobby Backlund, this my throne. Cranberry Silver Patron, they love me. Hat back like I'm 15, face clean. Nice blue jeans sitting on the Louis.
All right, we're back here at All Action Sports Radio. Previously, we had Geico Honda rider Zach Osborne on, and we didn't get a chance to, but there was a question from one of our listeners he wanted for Zach, and we're going to try and get Zach back here on All Action Sports Radio. All right, right now we have SBC Magazine editor, Skier Magazine editor, Jeff Schmuck, and we're going to be talking about Sochi, talking about the free skiing moments that we hope to have with our Canadian and American, well, we're not the counterparts because we're here. I would say American and Canadian counterparts. Is that right?
I think you got it backwards.
Based on
yesterday's results.
I just corrected myself. Hey, we came on strong, man. America came on strong. We got Caitlin Farrington getting gold and snowboarding, and we got Kelly Clark, you know, rising strong, you know, and Tor Bright came in from Australia. Wait, Tor Bright, and Hannah came up fourth.
Yeah.
Well, sorry for you guys.
We still got a few more medals to win. We're coming out swinging.
You're coming out swinging. Speaking of, gold medal favorite, you know, from Montreal, Quebec, Kaya Tursky. You know, what happened with Kaya? Now, I know that she had that cadaver, that weird cadaver surgery for ligament on her anterior crucial ligament. And do you think that was her big problem this year?
No, I don't think so. I mean, she won X Games. I think at the end of the day, it just unfortunately, it wasn't Kaya's day. It was definitely shocking to see her, you know, not make finals for starters, because I think, I don't know if she's ever missed finals, let alone not win or podium. So definitely disappointing for her. I don't know if just the nerves got the best of her, or if the rapidly changing conditions on the slopestyle course throughout the day played a role in that. But obviously super disappointing for her, but you know, everybody up here in the Great White North is super excited to see Dara Howell pick up the win, because I firmly believe that her and Maggie Voisin are going to take center stage as the future of women's slopestyle skiing in the years moving forward. And then great to see Devin Logan getting that silver medal. She works so hard and such a strong and phenomenally talented skier. And then Kim Lamar, another Canadian, rounding out the podium in third. So it was a good start to the free ski sector of the Olympics.
Well, you know, I know everybody's jammed up about the snowboarding, and they think that's the rock star moment for the Olympics. But I think the skiing half pipe is just going to be phenomenal all the way around. Don't you think?
I think so, too. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that pipe. I know that there's been some issues with it, which have been well documented. A lot of the snowboarders were complaining about it. And for me, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, because I think you can tell by looking at it that it's not the same caliber as an X Games pipe.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's a good pipe, but it's not a fantastic pipe.
It's not a fast pipe. It's not a fast pipe, for sure.
Yeah, and I heard it was a little oververt, and then I heard it was a little undervert. And obviously with the conditions, like, you can see the snow on the landings was pretty
slushy.
pretty slushy, pretty crystally, and I think that, you know, definitely did Danny Davis in the end, which was unfortunate because he put down a stellar run. So, but I think the other side of the coin on that is that as a professional athlete, you kind of have to, you got to adapt to what's put in front of you. You know, we've seen it in years past at the Dew Tour when they used to have it in Killington, those frigid, icy East Coast conditions, and, you know, the guys that can ride it well are the guys who walk away victorious. So I think you need to be ready to adapt. And last I heard, the weather's not looking too promising for Tuesday's men's ski pipe event. So fingers crossed that, you know, any Mother Nature or pipe-related issues will be cleared up by then, and we'll have as fantastic of a show as we can possibly have.
You know, in our last 30 seconds, Jeff, who do you see, you know, being victorious in that pipe on the men and a woman's side?
David Wise is the guy to beat, for sure, on the men's side of things.
You
know, definitely watch out for Tornado Wallace, who was nipping at his heels all last winter.
Take that back. In the last 15 seconds, who can adapt under these circumstances? You know,
Watch out for Mike Riddle, because Mike is very well known for skiing in less than ideal conditions and less than ideal
there you go.
So keep your eyes on him.
Okay, and on the female side?
Maddie Bowman will be the girl to beat, too. Also, watch out for Roz Groeneveld.
You know, because I think we all know who the one to beat, but the one who can adapt and just rise in that moment. And I think, you know, iPod did and Sean didn't. And
so we're
looking for that in skiing. Hey, Jeff,
yeah,
thank you so much. I love having you on All Access Sports Radio, and I can't wait to talk to you next week so we can talk more Sochi.
Likewise.
All right, that was SBC Skier Magazine editor Jeff Schmuck. Up next, our Song of the Week. Now we segue into our Song of the Week. This is Bad Sons and their song, Cardiac Arrest. And that was Bad Sons, Cardiac Arrest, our Song of the Week here at All Access Sports Radio. That song rocked, man. That really rocks. I love the guy who picks that music for us. All right, that's our show this week. And if you like what you hear, email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. And for extended interviews, check out our podcast at allactionsportsradio.com. I want to thank our guests this week, Jason Weingant from RacerX Online, and Geico Honda motocross star Zach Osborne for coming on All Access Sports Radio. And I want to thank the one and only 2013 Street League champion, Chris Cobra Cole, for coming on All Access Sports Radio. We're going to bring him back. He was just awesome. I want to thank SB Skier Magazine, Jeff Schmuck, for giving us the lowdown on Sochi. I want to thank Courtney Savage over at Washer Media Group and Daniel Birch from Sarah Hall Productions. Thank you for helping us make this the best show ever. Our crew, Soy Sauce Media, Pam, Scooter, you're doing great, man. And of course, the inspiration, you, the listener, we will see you at the Agenda Trade Show. Go have a killer week now.
Gotta find me a big booty woman. Big booty woman is hard to find. I find my big booty woman. Gonna do my duty.